The baby's going to be here before you know it. She snapped her fingers and the movers jumped swiftly into action, packing Ben's files into cardboard boxes. Ben could feel himself begin to panic. His book was a historical novel, a post-colonial epic about General Custer's last stand. He couldn't finish it without his notes. "Please," he begged his mother-in-law, "I'm still using everything you're taking." "You're going to have to get used to this," Joan said in a sing-songy voice. "There's going to be a lot of changes around here." "I'm aware," Ben said. "Instead of that desk, there's going to be a crib. Instead of that printer, there's going to be diapers. And instead of your novels, there's going to be his novels." "Whoa, whoa, whoa," Ben said, waving his arms in the air. "We don't know for sure that the baby is a novelist. He could be any kind of writer. According to Pregnancy.com, there's a 40% chance he ends up blogging." Joan rolled her eyes, smiling. "You wish. What's that supposed to mean?" She jabbed him playfully in the ribs. "You're jealous of the baby." Ben forced a laugh. "That's ridiculous." "Relax," she said. "It's normal for new fathers to be jealous. Don't worry. When the baby's born, you'll take one look at him and know just what to do." "I'm not jealous," Ben shouted. He flushed with embarrassment. He hadn't meant his denial to come out so aggressively. He shot the teenagers a mitigating smile, but they both avoided eye contact. "Look, I'm sorry," he said. "I'm right in the middle of a chapter. Can we please just not do this right this second?" The movers turned to Joan for approval. She groaned histrionically and threw her hands up in the air. "Okay, okay, fine," she said, "but we'll be back." Ben waited until they were all gone, then yanked open his desk drawer and held the sonogram up to the light. There was only one thought on his mind. What the hell was that kid writing?